News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. blockade of Iran will remain in full force until Iran reaches a deal to end the war.
After Iran's foreign minister announced that the Strait of Hormuz fully reopened, the president confirmed that the critical waterway is ready for business. But he said the U.S. Navy will continue blocking Iranian ports until a peace deal is 100% complete. The president predicted that this process should go very quickly.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said ships will use routes designated by the Islamic Republic in coordination with Iranian authorities, suggesting Iran planned to retain some level of control over the channel. It was not clear if vessels would have to pay tolls. A judge declines to dismiss charges in one of the nation's most well-known missing child cases.
Judge Michelle Rodney has refused to throw out charges against Pedro Hernandez, a one-time clerk charged with abducting and killing 6-year-old Eitan Pates on his way to school. Hernandez, now 65, has been behind bars since his 2012 arrest. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office previously pledged to retry the case, but Hernandez lawyers asked the judge to toss out the charges. Hernandez's first trial in 2015 ended in a jury deadlock. He was convicted of killing Pates in a 2017 retrial, but a federal appeals court overturned the verdict. I'm Mike Hempen.
Attorneys for the man accused of killing conservative commentator Charlie Kirk pushed to ban cameras from his Utah courtroom, pointing to sometimes sensationalist media coverage they fear will foster widespread bias against their client, Tyler Robinson. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 868 points. This is SRN News. Arizona lawmakers reject assisted suicide.
The legislation would have allowed state residents who suffer from terminal diseases to get a doctor's help in taking their own life. Pro-life advocates warned that a right to die could quickly become a duty to die, and the Arizona legislature was listening. Before killing the bill, lawmakers raised concerns about oversight and whether vulnerable people might find themselves pressured to take their own lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom warns about persecution in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The commission says the allied democratic forces affiliated with ISIS present a particularly alarming threat to freedom of religion or belief. In the past 2 years, the ADF has intensified its operations, waging violent attacks on houses of worship, religious leaders, and communities which are predominantly Christian in nature. This is SRN News. The lawyer for golf's biggest star is vowing to fight a subpoena for prescription records in a DUI case.
Tiger Woods' attorney plans to fight prosecutors' attempts to subpoena the golfer's prescription drug records. The attorney argues that Woods has a constitutional right to privacy regarding his medications. He asked a judge in Florida this week to hold a hearing to determine if the records are necessary for the investigation. Woods has pleaded not guilty to driving under the influence. Authorities say he showed signs of impairment after an accident last month. Prosecutors also demanded the names and locations of any witnesses Woods plans to present in his defense. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The family of late San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler is nearing a sale of the team, a person with knowledge of the negotiations tells the Associated Press. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.